Chapter 52. After a thorough investigation, I made a complete list. 192 tablets of anti-seasickness medicine. 124 tin cans of fresh water, each containing 500 milliliters, so 62 liters in all. 32 plastic vomit bags. 31 cartons of emergency rations, 500 grams each, so 15.5 kilos in all. 16 wool blankets, 12 solar stills, 10 or so orange life jackets, each with an orange beadless whistle attached by a string, 6 morphine ampoule syringes, 6 hand flares, 5 buoyant oars, 4 rocket parachute flares, 3 tough transparent plastic bags, each with a capacity of about 50 liters, 3 can openers, 3 graduated glass beakers for drinking, 2 boxes of waterproof matches, 2 buoyant orange smoke signals, 2 mid-size orange plastic buckets, 2 buoyant orange plastic bailing cups, 2 multi-purpose plastic containers with airtight lids, 2 yellow rectangular sponges, 2 buoyant synthetic ropes, each 50 meters long, 2 non-buoyant synthetic ropes of unspecified lengths, but each at least 30 meters long. 2 fishing kits with hooks, lines, and sinkers. 2 gaffs with very sharp barbed hooks. 2 sea anchors. 2 hatchets. 2 rain catchers. 2 black ink ballpoint pens. 1 nylon cargo net. 1 solid life buoy with an inner diameter of 40 centimeters and an outer diameter of 80 centimeters, and an attached rope. 1 large hunting knife with a solid handle, a pointed end, and one edge a sharp blade and the other a sawtoothed blade, attached by a long string to a ring in the locker. 1 sewing kit with straight and curving needles and strong white thread. 1 first aid kit in a waterproof plastic case. 1 signaling mirror, 1 pack of filter-tipped Chinese cigarettes, 1 large bar of dark chocolate, 1 survival manual, 1 compass, 1 notebook with 98 lined pages, 1 boy with a complete set of light clothing but for 1 lost shoe, 1 spotted hyena, 1 Bengal tiger, 1 lifeboat, 1 ocean, 1 god. I ate a quarter of the large chocolate bar. I examined one of the rain catchers. It was a device that looked like an inverted umbrella with a good-sized catchment pouch and a connecting rubber tube. I crossed my arms on the life buoy around my waist, brought my head down, and fell soundly asleep.